بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 27th session from Medina Book 1. And we intend, inshallah, today to work on lesson number 15. And hopefully we can finish the lesson today, بإذن الله تعالى. If not the whole lesson, then most of it. Before we start the new lesson, lesson 15, I just want to look back quickly at the previous lesson and review a couple of points, and if there are any questions that you had concerning the previous lesson or any past lessons or any problems that you had in the exercises, then now is the time to bring up your questions. Okay, the first thing I want to say is that in the previous lesson, we dealt with the pronouns, the ma'ir. Two types of pronouns, the connected pronouns, al-muttasila, and those which are not connected, the munfasila. And we dealt with them for the plurals, the second person masculine, plural, antum, dhamir, munfasil, and the connected pronoun, kum, dhamir, muttasil. So these two pronouns we had for the second person, masculine, plural, antum and kum, when it's connected. Possessive pronoun, showing possession, baytukum, your house. So antum and kum, and we also had the second person, masculine, plural, pronoun that when it's connected to a verb. Kharajtum, zahabtum, jalastum. Okay, so these three types of pronouns. The personal pronoun, antum. Possessive pronoun, kum. And the pronoun when it's connected to a verb, the fa'il. Like kharajtum. All of these for second person. Are you speaking to somebody? Masculine, plural. In this class today, we want to look at the second person, feminine plurals. Personal pronoun antunna, when you're speaking directly to a group of women, antunna. Possessive pronoun when it's connected, kunna, like baytukunna, darukunna, sayaratukunna, when it's connected, possessive pronouns. And the pronoun that represents the fa'il in the verb, when the pronoun is connected to a verb. Kharajtunna. Okay, all of these, again, are second person. Feminine plurals. Last week we had second person masculine plurals. And this week we have the feminine plurals. So last week we had antum for masculine plural, second person. And this week we have antunna for second person feminine plural. And last week we had kum, as in baytukum, the connected pronoun. And this week we have kunna, as in baytukunna, connected pronoun for second person feminine plural. So these are the plurals. And also last week we had the first person plural. Yani nahnu, personal pronoun. And na, as in baytuna, connected pronoun, possessive pronoun. And we had also the pronoun connected to a verb like kharajna, or jalasna, or dakhalna, or qara'na. Okay, we had this first person plural pronouns, connected, unconnected, and when it's any connected to a verb. Okay, so we want to look at the same pronouns that we had last week for second person masculine. We want to look at second person feminine today. And with this, with today's lesson, we will have completed the pronouns. We will have completed pronouns. The connected pronouns, when they're connected, at الضمائر المتصلة, when they're connected, as here, when it's connected to a noun. And the unconnected, personal pronouns, as these here, نحنو, أنتم, أنا, أنت, أنتي, like this. We would have completed both types of pronouns, connected and unconnected, متصلة and منفصلة. For singular and for plural. for first person, second person, third person, for masculine and for feminine. All the plurals we should have. So there should be 10 now. The only thing that we haven't looked at are the duals. We haven't dealt with dual yet in any way. And we will be talking about the duals soon. But as far as dual, we don't have to worry about that for now. But the rest of the pronouns, when they're connected, muttasila, when they're not connected, munfasila, we should know all of them now. For example, first person, singular, we should have ana. Second person, singular, masculine and feminine, we should have anta and anti. And for third person, singular, we should have, for he, we have, what's the pronoun for he or he is? Huwa. For she is hiya. Okay, so we should have ana, anta, anti, huwa, and hiya. As far as the plurals, we should have had first person plural, nahnu, second person plural, masculine and feminine, antum, and today, antunna. And we should have also had third person masculine, they, would be what? Hum. And feminine would be hunna. Hum and hunna. Okay? So we had those previously in a previous lesson. But now with this, we should have completed them all. Nahnu, antum, antunna, hum and hunna. We should have completed all the pronouns with today's lesson. And with this, second person, feminine, plural. Antunna, and kunna. And for the verb also, tunna, kharaj tunna. Now, these pronouns that we had, personal pronouns and possessive pronouns, as well as the pronouns when they're connected to verbs, with today's lesson, we would have completed all of them. Okay, so for example, if you were conjugating a verb in the singular, you would say, first person, singular, ana kharajtu. Second person, singular, anta kharajta. Feminine, anti kharajti. Huwa, what would be huwa? Kharaja. Kharaja. Hiya, kharajat. Kharajat. We had this lessons ago. Okay, and the same thing for the plurals. We're conjugating the verbs, tasrif of the verbs. We will say, nahnu kharajna. Antum kharajtum. Antunna kharajtunna. And for whom, we would say, for whom kharaju. Kharaju. And hunna kharajna. Okay, these are very, very important fundamentals. Conjugation of verb and the different types of pronouns are fundamentals to the Arabic language. And with this lesson, lesson 15, we have completed them all. So if there's any question related to the pronouns especially, the ones we had in earlier lessons, the singulars, or in the later lessons, the plurals, masculine, feminine, anything related to pronouns, in the end of this lesson, today's lesson, lesson 15, we will see a chart on page 91. We don't need to look at it now, but you'll see a chart on page 91 which has all of the dhamair al-munfasila. Al-mufrad, the singular, and al-jam, the plural. So all of the pronouns are there. These pronouns, you have to master them. Ana, anta, anti, huwa, hiya, nahnu, antum, antunna, hum, and hunna. You have to master them. So the chart is there, and also we have a chart on the same page with the plurals for the verb conjugation, for second person, masculine and feminine, singular and plural, and the first person also, the verb forms for that. And we previously gave you a verb chart with the conjugation or tasrif of the verb some time ago, so please go back and refer to these charts and remember that if you don't memorize these forms of the verbs or these pronouns, if you don't memorize them, then you won't be able to use them. You have to memorize them. There's no escape from that except to memorize them. Okay, we've been taking them gradually, little by little, a little bit with each lesson. As today, we've taken just one of them. For the feminine, third person plural. Antunna, and kharajtunna, and baytukunna. So we're taking them in this one lesson, just this one form of the pronouns in the verb conjugation. In previous lessons, we took other forms. And in lessons before that, we took other forms. By now, we should have been practicing, doing the exercises, reading and reviewing the dialogues, so that these things stick in our head. Because as we proceed, we're going to go into some new matters. As I said last week, we only have about four main grammatical topics left in this book. We only have about four matters that we have to deal with. Okay? One of them is plurals. We've been dealing with plurals for a while now. Plural pronouns, plural verb forms, different types of plurals, broken plurals. Okay, for the last five or six, seven lessons, we've been dealing with plurals. And what's left is how you deal with plurals for غير عاقل, for things that are not يعني human, non-human, inanimate things. How do the plurals work in Arabic? This is a new concept that we haven't looked at previously in any lesson. Okay, so we're going to deal with that, inshallah, in the coming lessons, next lesson. And we'll deal with that for two chapters. And we'll also deal with numbers, the numbers from 1 to 10 in two chapters. And we'll also deal with duals. And then we'll deal with the words that are mamnu' min as-sarf and their different types. And that's all that we have left in this book. That's all that we have left in this book. Alayhi salam. These four points. Okay, so what I'm saying to you now is don't relax now. And don't fall back. And don't take a break. This is not time to take a break. This is time to step it up. There's only a little bit of things remaining and a few lessons remaining, and then we'll be finished this book. After we finish the book, inshallah, we'll go back and do some review. But meanwhile, right now, you have to step it up and try to pay attention, focus, work a little harder, be consistent in doing the exercises and reading, practicing, listening to the audio files as much as you can. So that when we finish the book, even though we're going to review, when we finish the book, hopefully, inshallah, there's, most of what we have covered will be with you. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, any questions about what we covered in last week's lesson? The pronouns, plural pronouns for first person and second person masculine. Now. Ana kharajtu. Naam. 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 That's right. Okay, so basically what you're saying is that you recognize that you have a help and a reminder in this form of the verb. It's close to the pronoun, right? You say, Anta kharajta. So that's good. That helps you to remember, right? And likewise for the feminine second person, Anti kharajti. So that helps you to remember the form of the verb, right, from the pronoun. But for the first person, ana kharajtu, there's no help there, right? So it means you just have to memorize it. That tu is for the first person verb form. Past tense verbs, you say jalastu. That means ana. Tu here means ana. There's no correlation between ana and tu. I mean, there's no way for you to remember one from the other. But you just have to memorize it, okay? Sometimes the pronouns are close to the verb forms. And sometimes they are not. Here also we have in the plurals, we have antum kharajtum. So that helps you, right? And you have antunna today, kharajtunna. So that helps you. But sometimes there's no help. Sometimes there's some help and sometimes there's no help. When there's help, alhamdulillah, thank Allah. When there's no help, seek help in Allah. Ask Allah's help. Allah will help you, inshallah. Tayyib. Any other question about what we covered in last week's lesson or in reference to plurals, pronouns, whatever? Any question? Any question? Okay, yes. This is first person plural. Nahnu. We. Kharajna. We went out. And Baytuna, our house. All of that refers to first person plural. This we. And this one is the plural verb form. We went out. And this is the pronoun for the connected pronoun showing possession. Baytuna. So the pronoun na, it means our, showing possession. Our. Qalamuna, our pen. Kitabuna, our book. Deenuna, our deen. Like this. Rabbuna, our Rabb. So these are the plural forms for first person. Now. نحن خرجنا Min Beitina. Plural forms. First person, plural forms. Yeah, first person mean when I am speaking, but in plural form, we. I'm speaking, but I'm speaking on behalf of myself and others. Okay, so we say we, right? First person is singular, ana, I. Plural, nahnu, we. Okay, but still first person. The person who's speaking is talking about himself and others if it's plural. We are in the class now. Nahnu fil masjid al-ana. Nahnu, it's plural, right? Nahnu fil masjidi al-ana. We're in the masjid right now. Al-an. Naam. Al-ana. All right? Naam. Well, you can say kharajtu without ana. You can say it. But I only wrote the pronouns here with it to show you the correlation between them. So did you remember the pronoun and the verb form, how they are related to each other? Okay, so you remember them together. But you don't have to say ana kharajtu, I went out. You can just say kharajtu, because tu means ana. Tu is representing, that means that the action is being done by the first person in the singular form. So if you say jalastu, if I said jalastu ala al-kursi, I sat on the chair, right? I don't have to say ana jalastu, I can just say jalastu. But if I say ana jalastu, it just becomes more clear. It's for emphasis. For emphasis. But you don't have to say ana. Okay? If I said ana talibun jadidun. Okay, ana, right? But with the verb form, I don't have to say ana, because in the verb form, it's already included that it's representing the first person in the singular. Kharajtu, jalastu, darastu, katabtu, wa qara'tu. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing that I wanted to mention quickly, before we go on to the lesson for today, is in last week's lesson, we had a few things. One of them was, when there's a noun that has an adjective describing it, a noun that has a na'at describing it. We said the na'at has to agree with the word that it's describing, the man'ut, right? We said they have to agree. And they have to agree in the case ending, marfu'un, or mansubun, or majrurun. And they have to agree in being definite or indefinite. Al-kitab, or kitabun, if it's definite or indefinite, okay? So the na'at has to agree. It also has to agree in being masculine or feminine, mudhakkar and mu'annath. Okay, the na'at that's describing a man'ut, if the man'ut is feminine, then the na'at also has to be feminine. If the man'ut is masculine, the na'at has to be masculine. We said that, right? Okay, so, as far as definite and indefinite, if the na'at is definite, like you have al-baytu, you have al-baytu, right? And you want to describe it with a word. You want to say the bait is what? It is big, for example. Al-baytu al-kabiru. Right? So because al-bayt, the man'ut is definite, so the word describing it, al-kabir, also has to be definite. Right? So last week, there was a note mentioned that if the man'ut is definite by position, doesn't have alif lam. It's not a proper noun that's automatically definite. Okay, but it's definite by position because what? It's connected to a word that's definite. So this automatically becomes definite, right? We said the first part of idafa construction, when it's in idafa, baytul imam, or the house of the imam, we said the first part never takes alif lam or tanween. We had that in lesson 5. If you can still remember, 10 lessons ago. The first part of the idafa construction, the mudaf, never takes alif lam or tanween. So how does it become definite? If it's connected to something definite. How does it become indefinite? If it's connected to something indefinite. So because this is connected to something definite, this makes this definite. So if you want to describe bait, and it's definite because it's connected to al-imam, baytul imami, baytul imami. If you want to describe bait, you have to make the word that describes it definite. Because bait is definite, since it's connected to a word that's definite. So if you want to say baitul imami, the house of the imam, you want to describe that house, then you have to say baitul imami al-jadidu. Because al-jadid is describing bait. And bait is definite by position, because it's an idafa to a word that's definite. Alright? The same thing applies if the word that is connected to, if it's connected to a pronoun, for example, bait is connected to a pronoun like calf. Baitul ka. Okay, that means what? What does it mean, baituka? Your house. All pronouns are definite. So since bait is connected to a pronoun, kaf, baituka, it becomes definite by position. And therefore, a word describing it also has to be definite. So if you want to say, your new house, baituka, you have to say, baituka al-jadidu. Because al-jadid has to be definite, since bait is definite by position being connected to the pronoun kaf, baituka. Okay, so the point is here, and then I'll take a question, inshallah. The point is here, that whenever a word is an idalfa, if it's connected to a word that has alif lam, like baytul imami, or baytul mudarrisi, or baytul rajuli, whenever it's connected to a word that has alif lam, or a word that's definite, like a pronoun, is definite, then the adjective describing it also has to be definite. Even though this word, baituka, bait, doesn't have alif lam, but it's definite by position because of the pronoun, kaf. And in this case, it's definite because it's connected to a word that's definite, baitul imami. Al-imam is definite, so baitul imam, bait also becomes definite. Okay, so that's what we said last week. Now I just want to make one, you have a question? Oh, you think I answered it? Okay, good. Okay, I just want to make one last point here concerning this. And we alluded to it last week, but we didn't discuss it in detail. If we have a sentence, okay, and the sisters, we don't have a screen on, I think. So, sisters, please be patient with us. I'll try to make it as clear as possible, since they are not seeing the board, okay? Wa alaykum salam. If we have a sentence, two sentences, okay, that look almost exactly the same. We have bait, al-imam, and al-jadid. Bait, and al-imam, and al-jadid. It's possible that al-jadid could be a not describing al-imam, or it's possible it could be describing bait. And the way that we will know this is by the case ending, if it's marfu'un. If you have baitu al-imami, baitu is marfu'un with dhamma. Al-imami is majrur with kasra. So if al-jadid is a not describing bait, it has to be marfu'un like bait. So if you have baitu al-imami, and you want to describe bait, then the word describing it, al-jadid, has to be marfu'un with it, has to be al-jadidu. So if you see baitu al-imami, al-jadidu, then you know al-jadidu is describing baitu, because baitu is marfu'un, and al-jadidu is marfu'un. Whereas al-imam is majrur with kasra, so al-jadidu can't be describing al-imam. But if we change it, and we say baitu al-imami al-jadidi. We change the vowel on al-jadid from dhamma to kasra. Now, this not, we say that it is no longer describing bait, because baitu is marfu'un with dhamma. And the not, al-jadidi, is majrurun with kasra. So the not has to agree with the man'ut that it's describing. So what is majrurun wa kasra? Al-imam. Baytu al-imami. Al-imami is mudaf ilayhi. And the mudaf ilayhi is always majrur. So it takes kasra. So if you see baytu is marfu'un with dhamma, and al-imami is majrurun with kasra, then if al-jadid comes with kasra, it's majrur. That means it has to be describing al-imam. Al-imami al-jadidi. Okay, so the point is what? That this exact same sentence, by changing the vowel here, al-jadid, from dhamma to kasra, al-jadidu to al-jadidi, that means you change it from marfu'un to majrurun. Now you got to look back and see which word is marfu'un that it agrees with, or that is majrurun that it agrees with, to see what it's describing. So in the first sentence, baytu al-imami al-jadidu, baitu is marfu'un and al-jadidu is marfu'un. So it means what? The new house of the imam. Baytu al-Imam al-Imami al-Jadidu. It means the new is describing house. Whereas in the second sentence we have Baytu al-Imami al-Jadidi, then al-Jadidi is describing the Imam. So that means the meaning of it is the house of the new Imam. It's describing Imam, the new Imam, the house of the new Imam. Whereas in the first one, it's describing house, so it's the new house of the Imam. Okay? The new house of the Imam is different than the house of the new Imam. In one case, the new house, in the other case, the new Imam. Okay? So the meaning is different here. Even though their words are written exactly the same, only the vowel on Jadid here, in the first sentence, Baytu al-Imami al-Jadidu, the vowel al-Jadidu tells us that al-Jadid is describing Bayt. So that means it's the new house. Whereas in the second one, al-Jadidu with Kasra is Majroor, it means it's describing al-Imami, which is Majroor. So it's the new Imam. Okay, this is the new house, and this is the new Imam. So it's the house of the new Imam, I mean the new house of the Imam, the new house of the Imam, or the house of the new Imam. Now, if you read in a book that doesn't have vowels, then you have to read the context. You have to understand it from the context. But in important texts, where there's a possibility of a misunderstanding like this, then they'll put the vowel in, so that it will be clear. In important text, they will put the vowel in so that it's clear. Okay, because it's possible it could be misunderstood. It's possible. Now, you can say the new Imam's house. This is the new Imam right here. Al-Imami al-Jadidi. So the house of the new Imam means the new Imam's house. That's what it means. The new Imam's house. And the house of the Imam means the Imam's house. The house of the Imam is the Imam's house. But are we describing the house as new, or are we describing the Imam as new? In this case, al-Imami al-Jadidi, it means the new Imam. The house of the new Imam. And in this case, al-Jadid is describing Baytu al-Imami al-Jadidu. So it's the new house of the Imam, or the Imam's new house. Anyway, this is a point that you can go back and look at the notes from the grammatical points from last week's lesson, 14. It was in last week's lesson. I mentioned it last week, and it was in the grammatical points in the key. But I just wanted to go over it again this week just to make sure that you pay attention to it, so that you notice this, because otherwise, when you're reading something, if you don't pay careful attention to the vowel endings, you might think that a word is describing one word when in fact it's describing a different word. You have to pay attention to the case endings. Is it majroor? Is it mansoob? Is it marfoor? You have to pay attention to this. Anyway, that's what we covered in last week's lesson. There were a few other points, but only for the sake of time, we'll go on to the new lesson for today. Hopefully, inshallah, you have done your homework and you looked at lesson 15, which was part of the homework, to read the key on page 44 and 45, especially the first three points in the grammatical key, and to read the dialogue on page 87 and 88 as many times as possible. That means everybody has read it at least once or twice or three times, maybe more than that. And you should have listened to the audio file for the new lesson. And I also asked you to please do the first few exercises, like 1, 2, and 3 at least. Because we would like to complete this lesson today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. It's not a long lesson, and it doesn't really have a lot of points that are difficult. Okay, somebody help me. Did we read the key last week for lesson 15? I don't think so, right? I think we just barely finished the lesson 14 last week. So anyway, we'll read the key. It's quickly. There are 5 points in the key. Very simple matters, nothing of any complexity. We already talked about them, the pronouns, separate pronouns, connected pronouns, pronouns when they are connected to the verb, and 2 other points, minor, very, very minor points. Okay, in this lesson, 15, English key, the back of the book, page 44. In this lesson, we learned the following. Walaikum salam. English key, the back of the book, for lesson 15 on page 44. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number 1, the plural of anti, you, feminine singular, is antun. The plural of what? The plural of anti is antun. Okay, this is feminine, second person, plural. Antun. Feminine, second person, plural. Antun. So the plural of anti, which we had previously, second person, feminine, singular, is antun. Second person, feminine, plural. And they give the examples. Men, antun. Ya akhawati. Men, antun. This pronoun here, antun. Men, antun. Ya akhawati. Who are you? Oh, my sisters. My sisters. Akhawati. Akhawati is the plural of what word? Ukht. Ukht. Ukhti. Akhawati. Five. That's one example. Okay? Second example, then the answer to the question, نحن بنات الإمام. نحن بنات الإمام. We are the Imam's daughters, or the daughters of the Imam. بنات الإمام is مضاف مضاف إليه. Okay, بنات, it doesn't have ألف لام or تنوين because it's the first part of the إضافة. And the second part of the إضافة must take ألف لام or تنوين. In this case, it has ألف لام, but it always has to be مجرور with كسرة. That's why it's بنات الإمام. We are the Imam's daughters. That's the first point. أنتن. The separate pronoun for feminine, second person, plural. أنتن. Which is the plural of what? Wake up. أنتن is the plural of what? أنتي. We're talking about second person. You're talking to somebody directly. We're talking about feminine, female, singular, plural. Singular, anti, plural, antun. Okay, second point. We're talking about in the second point, the connected pronoun. Okay, the connected pronoun. Damir, muttasil, when it's connected, showing possession. Okay, the plural of ki, which is singular, for your, feminine singular for your, the plural of ki is kun. For example, aina baytukunna. Ya sayyidatu. Aina baytukunna. Ya sayyidatu. Where is your house, O ladies? Where is your house? This is plural, right? Possessive pronoun. Baytukunna. Your house, showing possession. That they, these females, these ladies, own this house. Where's your house, O ladies? They said, Baytuna, our house, qareebun, is near, min al-masjidi, near to the masjid. Our house is near the masjid. Qareebun, min al-masjidi. Okay, so what are we talking about here? We're talking about the possessive pronoun. When you're talking to females, and there's three or more of them, feminine, second person, plural, kunna. The singular is ki, baytu ki, anti. And the plural is kunna, baytu kunna, antunna. Okay, that's the second point. Okay, so we have here what? We have the personal pronoun antunna, and we have the possessive pronoun kunna for feminine, second person. Al-damir al-muttasil, connected. Al-damir al-munfasil, disconnected. Inshallah, we'll see at the end of this lesson a chart which shows us الضمائرُ المنفصلةُ. The personal pronouns when they are not connected. We'll see all of them. At the end of this lesson, there's a chart on the last page of this lesson. Okay? So those are two things. The pronoun when it's connected, متصل, and when it's not connected, منفصل. The third point is the pronoun when you're speaking about women in the plural form directly, second person, feminine, plural. That is tunna. Okay, you say for example in the verb, ذهبتُنَّ, خرجتُنَّ, جلستُنَّ. That means you're saying to them, أنتُنَّ, خرجتُنَّ. You all females, you all went out. أنتن جلستن. You all sat. أنتن so on, whatever. دخلتن. Okay, so we have learnt Zahabti, in the past tense verb, when you're talking to a single individual female, zahabti, anti, you went feminine singular. We have already learned this. Now we're learning the plural. Its plural is zahabtun. The singular, zahabti. The plural, zahabtun. For example, aina zahabtun ya akhawatu. Aina zahabtun ya akhawatu. Where did you go, O sisters? And the opposite of it for the masculine, aina zahabtum ya ikhwanu. Aina zahabtum. Okay, so the feminine, second person, plural is zahabtun, and the masculine, zahabtum. The masculine we had previously, in the previous lesson. Okay, so these are three things that we had in this, that we're going to take in this lesson. The pronouns, when they are personal pronouns, not connected. Pronouns, when they are possessive pronouns, connected to a noun. And the pronoun, when it's connected to a verb. When it's connected to a verb. Okay? Two more matters. Number four says, قبل means before. بعد means after. Notice that قبل and بعد both have فتح. قبل بعد. The vowel on these two words could be changed, but not according to matters of i'rab, but there are special rules for it. In any case, for now, always remember that qabla and ba'da have fatha on the end. When we came to some advanced lessons, we may see that it may take dhamma or something, but for some special reasons, not for now. Okay, so right now we say qabla, ba'da. Qabla means before, ba'da means after. They are always mudafun. And the noun following them is in the genitive case. Okay, this word qabl, qabla or ba'da, it's always mudaf, meaning that the word that comes after it is mudafun ilayhi majroor. The noun following is always in the genitive case. Meaning what? Genitive case means majroor. Why is it majroor? Because the noun following these two words is always mudafun ilayhi. The noun following is mudafun ilayhi. Qabla is mudaf, and whatever noun follows it is mudafun ilayhi. Mudafun ilayhi is always in the genitive case, majroor. In this case, the genitive case is normally indicated by kasra. Just as the nominative case or marfu'un, when it's marfu'un, it's indicated by what vowel? Nouns that are marfu'un? Dhamma. And nouns that are mansubun, accusative case, take fatha. 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 Okay? So qabl and ba'd. Qabl means before, ba'd means after. They are always mudawfun, and the noun following them is in the genitive case, yani majroor, because it's mudawfun ilay. Because it's mudawfun ilay. For example, ba'da ad-darsi. Ba'da ad-darsi. After the lesson. Ba'da ad-darsi. Ad-darsi is majroor with kasra. Why? Because it's mudawfun ilay. The noun after qabl, qabla and ba'da is always mudawfun ilay, majroor with kasra. Another example. Qabla salati. Qabla salati. Before the prayer. As-salat is majroor with kasra because it is mudawfun ilay. Okay, so these are very simple matters. These are just two new words, qabla and ba'da. And the noun that comes after is always an idalfa. Therefore, it's going to be majroor with kasra. The last point in this lesson is raja'a. He returned. Raja'a. For example, araja'a al-imamu min al-masjidi. Araja'a al-imamu min al-masjidi. Has the imam returned from the masjid, from the mosque? A is a question, right? Hamzatul istifham. A raja'a. If you take off A, hamzatul istifham, it will be raja'a al-imamu min al-masjidi. What does that mean? The imam returned. But if you put hamzatul istifham in front of it, it changes it from a statement to a question. A raja'a al-imamu min al-masjidi. The second example. ذهبتُ. ذهبتُ means who is doing the going. أنا ذهبتُ. ذهبتُ إلى المسجد قبل الأذان. قبل الأذان. ورجعتُ. أنا رجعتُ بعد الصلاة. قبل الأذان. بعد الصلاة. The word that comes after qabla and ba'd always takes kasra, it's majroor, because it's in idhafa. So what does it mean? Dhahabtu ila al-masjidi, I went to the masjid. Qabla al-adhani, before the adhan. Wa raja'atu, and I returned ba'da salati, after the salat. Okay, so this is basically what it contains. On the next page we have a couple of vocabulary words. On the right side we have Al-ana. Al-ana means now. This is maf'ulun fihi dharf az-zaman. Indicates when something took place. When did it take place? Al-ana. Right now. 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 Alright? So this word is always going to end with fatta. Al-ana. It's mabniyun ala fatta. Second word, al-ikhtibaru. Al-ikhtibaru. Al-ikhtibar means the same as al-imtihan. Examination. Examination. Al-ikhtibar. Yani al-ikhtibaru ba'da usbu'in. Al-ikhtibaru ba'da usbu'in. Usbu'in is one of the new words in this lesson here, right? What does al-usbu' mean? The week. So al-ikhtibar is ba'da usbu'in. Is after 1 week. Next week, inshallah, get ready for the ikhtibar. The examination, yes. Next week, inshallah, we'll be having an examination. In the beginning of the class, like we normally do, I'll ask you some questions. And inshallah, you grade yourself. If you did well, mashallah. If you didn't do well, go back and do some work. Five. Rest of the words. On the left-hand column, Al-Qahiratu. Al-Qahira is the name of the capital of Misr. Al-Qahira, Cairo. Al-Usbu'u. Al-Usbu'u, it means the week. And Ad-Darsu means the lesson. Alright, let's look at the Arabic text, the dialogue, in the Arabic section of the book, page 87. Page 87. Lesson number 15. الدرس الخامس عشرة. الدرس الخامس عشرة. The 15th lesson. Okay, this is a dialogue between Zainab and a group of girls who are sisters. A group of girls who are sisters. Okay? الفتيات, the group of girls, they said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Huh? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Great greeting of Islam. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. Zainab replied to them, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And the peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. من أنتن يا أخواتو. After she returned the greeting, she said, من أنتن. أنتن is the feminine second person plural. Plural of أنتي, أنتن. When you're speaking to a group of women directly, you say أنتن. من أنتن يا أخواتو. Who are you all, O sisters? One of them responded, إحداهن. إحداهن. هن is the plural third person feminine pronoun. هن. Third person feminine plural. هن. They. إحداهن. One of them responded saying, when she said, who are you all? She said, نحن بنات الشيخ عباس. نحن بنات الشيخ عباس. What does it mean? We are the daughters of Sheikh Abbas. Abbas, naam.
Zainab says, Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Welcome. You are like family. Your stay with me is easy. You are welcome. Then she said, after saying that to them, she said, Ummu kunna. Here's the pronoun. Second person, feminine plural. Kunna. Kunna. The singular is ki. Ummu ki. If you're speaking to one female, a group of them, Ummu kunna. Ummu kunna ustadati. Ummu kunna ustadati. What does that mean? Your mother is my teacher, professor. Naam. Kayfa haluha? Kayfa haluha? How is she? Ha is the singular. The singular, feminine, third person. The plural of it is what? Yeah, hunna, naam. Kayfa halu hunna, naam. Kayfa haluha is singular, hunna is plural. One of them responded to her. How is she? Hiya bi khairin walhamdulillahi. Hiya bi khairin walhamdulillah. Naam? She is fine, she is well, she is good. And the praise belongs to Allah for that. And for everything. All praise belongs to Allah. For everything of good. Naam. And we praise Him also because of what? Because of His Asma al-Husna. And His Sifat al-Uliya. And for His An'am, blessings that He have showered us with continuously. Naam. Day and night. All the time. Unceasingly. Falhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Naam. Question? Here, bi khairin. Bi khairin. Khair. Khair means good. Goodness. All kinds of good. Here, bi khairin. How is her hal? Huh? Is it a fetatain or kesratain? Kesratain. Because of harf ja, b. Right? After harf ja, it has to take kesra, majroor. B, khairin. Not khairan, bi khairin. Here, bi khairin. Walhamdulillah. B is harf ja. No, it's not one word. The word is khair, and b is a preposition. B, khairin. هي بخير والحمد لله. زينب says, أين هي الآن؟ أين هي الآن؟ Where is she now? One of them responds, هي الآن في الرياض. هي الآن في الرياض. She is right now in the capital of Saudi Arabia, الرياض. زينب says, متى ذهبت؟ متى ذهبت؟ When did she go? When did she go? One of them respond, ذهبت قبل أسبوع. قبل أسبوع. She went before a week. 1 week ago. She went 1 week ago. Remember, قبل and بعد, the word after it, is always an إضافة to it. It's مضافة إليه. مضافة إليه has to be مجرور. The sign that it's مجرور is what? كسرة. قبل أسبوع. Zainab says, من ذهب معها. من ذهب معها. Meaning? Who went with her. Now, why would you think she asked this question?
Because she traveled out of the vicinity.
Because she traveled out of vicinity. Women are not allowed to travel alone, right? Huh? It's not permissible for a woman to travel alone. For a day and a night. Anywhere. Is that traveling? That's a journey downtown? If a person go downtown, do they say, I'm packing my bags, going on a journey? No, that's not a journey. Journey, travel. Travel means going on a journey.
Outside your locality?
Yeah, outside of your city or your town or your village. That's traveling, absolutely. Another state? Naam. Naam.
That
way. Naam. As opposed to? Na'am, ذهب. Who went with her? ذهب is the origin of the verb. You say ذهب, خرج, دخل. Before you conjugate it, you start with the masculine, singular, third person of every verb. You look in the dictionary, you get the masculine, singular, third person form of any verb that you look up. It came in this form. ذهب, خرج, جلس, أكل, قرأ, كتب. نعم. So من ذهب, who went with her? Who went with her? Because we don't know who it is. So we use the basic form of the verb, which is ذهب. We don't know who went. من ذهب معها? ذهب معها أخونا إبراهيم. ذهب معها أخونا. أخونا means what? Plural. أخ is singular. The pronoun connected to it is plural. نَا. Our brother. Our brother, but brother is singular. ذهب معها أخونا. Our brother إبراهيم. طيب. Zainab says, كيف حالكن? Here's another pronoun. Second person, feminine plural, كن. The singular is كي, the plural is كن. كيف حالكن? What does it mean? How are you all? How is your condition? How is your حال, your condition? What condition are you in? One of them said, نحن بخير والحمد لله. Meaning? We are fine, we are well, we are good. Walhamdulillah, and the praise belongs to Allah. Zainab says, في أي مدرسة أنتن. Here's the feminine, second person, plural pronoun again. Munfasil, disconnected pronoun. في أي مدرسة أنتن. What does it mean? Which is madrasa, university? School. In what school are you all? Okay, in which school? And notice also that ayyi is written with kasra. Why is it with kasra? Ayyu, why is it here? Because harf jar fi. Fi ayyi. Because remember the word ayyu is not always with dhamma. If it's found in the preposition, it takes kasra. If it's the object of a verb, it takes fatha. Fatha, mansoob, bifatha. Fi ayyi madrasatin antunna. In which school are you all? Turn the page, page 88. One of them answers, نَحْنُ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْمُتَوَسِّطَةِ. نَحْنُ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْمُتَوَسِّطَةِ. We are in what? Middle school. We are in the middle school, junior high school. Zainab says, مَتَى إِخْتِبَارُكُنَّ. Here's the connected pronoun. Second person, feminine plural. كُنَّ. إِخْتِبَارُكُنَّ. متى اختباركن? What does it mean? When will the exam be? When is your exam? You all, feminine, second person, plural, كن. متى اختباركن? One of them answered, اختبارنا بعد شهر. اختبارنا بعد شهر. Meaning? Our exam is after a month. After 1 month. Zainab says, this is the question. أَذَهَبْتُنَّ. This is the verb, this is the pronoun with the verb form, right? Second person, feminine plural, when it's connected to the verb is تُنَّ. أَذَهَبْتُنَّ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْيَوْمَ. أَذَهَبْتُنَّ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْيَوْمَ. Meaning? Did you all go to school today, al-yawma? Al-yawma is maf'oolun bihi, fihi, dharf al-zaman, indicating time. The dharf al-zaman, zaman means time. When did the action of going take place? Al-yawma, al-yawma. Just like we said, al-ana is dharf of zaman, indicating time. Now, al-yawma is likewise. ظرف الزمان مفعول فيه indicating time. Did أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم? Did you all go to school today? نعم ذهبنا ورجعنا. ذهبنا ورجعنا وأكلنا وشربنا ونمنا ثم ماذا? Something. Then we did something else. طيب. نعم. ذهبنا ورجعنا. Yes, we went and we returned. طيب. This lesson, brothers and sisters, if you read it 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times for homework, it should be easy for you to read it now. The more you read it, the easier it becomes. The more you read it, the better you understand it. The more you read it, the more quickly you comprehend what you're reading in Arabic. The more you read it, the easier you'll understand it if you hear it without seeing it. And this is why you listen to audio files. So you train your ear to understand what you hear. Otherwise, my experience over many, many, many years with this language is that one of our problems is that we read and we do not listen. So we have people, mashallah, open up the book, they can read it and tell you every word what it means. But if you close the book and start talking to them, they don't understand anything. You have to train your ear to understand what you hear. Okay, because you understand what you hear through one system in the brain and what you see through a different system. It's not the same. Information coming visually is different than information coming audibly. It's different. So you have to train yourself to understand what you see as well as what you hear. طيب, تمارين. These exercises, the first three at least, we should have already done for homework. So we're going to go through them quickly. تمارين. Exercises. التمرين الأول. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. وعليكم السلام. Answer the following questions. Okay, number one. من أنتن? من أنتن? أحمد. No. It's okay. Just let's answer them in general for this lesson. نحن طالباتٌ. نعم. Meaning what? We are students. طيب. Number two. أين أمكن? You can answer from the lesson or you can answer it otherwise. أين أمكن? نجم الدين. هي في الرياض. What, how else can you answer that question? With a different pronoun instead of here. I mean, with a different word instead of here. Now. Okay, but look at the question. You're correct. But look at the question. Aina ummukunna. Ummuna. Naam. Fil bayti or fil riyadi or wherever. Naam. Number three. Aina baytukunna. Aina baytukunna. Feminine second person plural. Naam. Naam. Fadl. Again? Bait. Baituna. Aina baitukunna. You all. Baituna. Our. Naam. And the answer, you have to change the pronoun. Somebody says, where are you from? You say, I am from. Is that the... Oh, it's the phone. Okay. Aina baitukunna. Again? بيتنا في بروكلين. نعم. Number four. أين أخوكن? نعم. أخونا في المسجد. أين أخوكن? كنا. Then we change the answer. أخونا في المسجد. Okay. After that then, inshallah. طيب. Just a quick reminder. Please don't forget. The Prophet ﷺ said in Hadith al-Sahih, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ الْمُؤَذِّنْ فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ. If you hear the Muaddin calling the Adhan, then say the like of what he says. يعني repeat what he is saying in the Adhan. And he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We should say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And so on. Okay? Just a reminder, inshallah. طيب. Question number... We're still in the first exercise. Question number 5. Aina madrasa tu kunna. Aina madrasa tu kunna. Kunna. Aina madrasa tu kunna. Aina madrasa tu kunna. Where's your school? Ah. Okay, go ahead. Our school?
Madrasatuna.
Madrasatuna?
Uh-huh.
Fi Brooklyn.
Madrasatuna fi Brooklyn. Or Madrasatuna أمام المسجد أو مدرستنا ها في مسجد الإخوة and so on. طيب number six أذهبتن, this is a feminine second person plural, أذهبتن on the verb, أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم. Did you all go to the school today? نعم. نعم ذهبنا ورجعنا نعم. طيب exercise number two, التمرين الثاني. أنث المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية. أنث المبتدأ, what does that mean? Make the subject, the مبتدأ, the subject of the sentence that the sentence begins with, make it feminine, make it مؤنث. في كل, in each of min al-jumali al-atiyati, each of the following sentences. Al-jumal is the plural of what? Huh? Al-jumal is the plural of what? Al-jumal, this word right here, al-jumal al-atiyah, the following sentences. Jumal is the plural, what is this singular? What's the singular of sentence? What's the word for sentence in Arabic? Jumla. 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 Singular. Jumal is plural. Jumla. Jumla. طيب. Okay, here's an example. مثال. أأنتم طلاب. Now you have to make the subject, the مبتدأ plural. What is the مبتدأ in this sentence? أنتم. You have to make it plural. So you're going to change. I'm sorry, you have to make it what? Feminine. Feminine. أنث. أنث. Make it feminine. أأنتم, you have to change it to what? أنتن. So أأنتم طلاب, أأنتن طالبات, أأنتن طالبات. So when you change أنتم to أنتن, you also got to change طلاب to what? طالبات. Okay, that's the example. So we want to make them feminine. And in this case, since all of the مبتدأ are masculine plural, when we change it to feminine, we're going to change it to feminine plural. Feminine plural, okay? Somebody take the first one. Okay, I'll read the singular. I mean the masculine, you read the feminine. Number one. أأنتم مدرسون؟ نعم, أحمد. أأنتن مدرسات؟ Second one. أأنتم أطباء؟ أأنتم أطباء؟ نعم إبراهيم. أأنتن طبيبات. Are you all doctors? Masculine. Are you all doctors? Feminine. Number three. أأنتم إخوة حامد. أأنتم إخوة حامد. Feminine. نعم. You want to do it? Anybody else? نعم بلال. نعم. أأنتن أخوات حامد. جيد. أأنتم إخوة حامد. أأنتن أخوات حامد. Are you all the brothers of حامد? Are you all the sisters of حامد? Number four. أأنتم مسلمون. أأنتم مسلمون. Feminine. نعم حنيف. Again, I didn't hear you good. I couldn't hear the pronoun. No, the pronoun, the subject. مبتدأ. أنتن, okay. Just try to emphasize the شدّة on the noon. أنتن مسلمات. أنتم مسلمون. أنتن مسلمات. Next page. Page 89. Number 5. أنتم أعمام محمود. أأنتم أعمام محمود؟ نعم.
أأنتن عمات محمود؟
أأنتن
عَمَّاتُ مَحْمُودٍ. What does it mean? Are you all? نعم. Are you all the uncles of Mahmood? Are you all the aunts of Mahmood? نعم. أعمام عمات. Number six. أأنتم أبناء المدير؟ أأنتم أبناء المدير؟ أنتن is feminine. So can you say أبناء with feminine? What's the feminine? What's the feminine of أبناء؟ بنات. Okay, read it again. نعم. أأنتن بنات المدير؟ Are you all the daughters of the... What's مدير? Director, principal. نعم. Number seven. أأنتم آباء الطلاب؟ أأنتم آباء الطلاب؟ Are you all... What's آباء? Fathers. What's the singular of آباء? أب. أب. نعم. أأنتم آباء الطلاب؟ أأنتن أمهات الطلاب؟ Are you all the fathers? Are you all the mothers of the students? Okay, exercise number three. Exercise number three. حول الضمير في كل من الجمل الآتية. حول means what? Change or transform the ضمير. What is the ضمير? The pronoun in each of the following sentences, كما, just as, هو موضح. What does موضح mean? Huh? موضح from واضح. Clear. As it is موضح, as it has been made clear. موضح في المثال. Change the pronoun in each of the following sentences as it has been made clear in the example. Okay, what is the example? أين بيتكم يا إخوان؟ أين بيتكم؟ Now you want to change the ضمير. What is the ضمير? The ضمير here is كم, which is second person, masculine plural. So we want to change it to what? Second person, feminine plural. Okay? أين بيتكم يا إخوان؟ أين بيتكن يا أخوات؟ Okay, so in this exercise, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with the second person, masculine and feminine plural. They're giving you the masculine plural. They want you to change it to the feminine second person plural. From kum to kunna. Alright? First one. I'll give you the masculine, you give me the feminine. Number one. Aina akhukum ya ikhwanu. Aina akhukum ya ikhwanu. Naam. Najmuddin. أين أخوكن؟ يا أخوات. يا أخوات. يا إخوان. يا أخوات. Number two. أين مدرستكم؟ يا إخوان. أين مدرستكم؟ إبراهيم. أين مدرستكن؟ يا أخوات. Number three. متى اختباركم يا إخوان؟ متى اختباركم يا إخوان؟ You want it? تفضل. متى؟ نعم. اختباركن يا أخوات. Number four. أهذا عمكم يا إخوان؟ أهذا عمكم يا إخوان؟ نعم. Who wants it? أهذا عمكن يا أخوات؟ Number five. أبيتكم قريب يا إخوان؟ أبيتكم ها؟ Where? The first one? No, because هذا no, it's still أم. Instead of أمكم, we change it to أمكن. But أم is still مذكر. أهذا عمكم؟ But you're talking about, you هذا is pointing to the عم, to a man. So it's هذا, masculine. أهذا عمكم؟ أهذا عمكن. Still عم. Okay? أبيتكم قريب يا إخوان أبيتكم قريب يا إخوان وش ربي أبيتكن قريب يا أخوات number 6 في أي مجرور وكسرة في أي شهر why is شهر مجرور وكسرة because what because it's in idhafa with ayu the noun after ayu is always mudhaf ilay majrur wa kasra fi ayi shahrin yani ayi is majrur because of fi and shahrin is majrur because it's mudhaf ilayhi to ayu fi ayi shahrin ikhtibarukum ya ikhwanu na'am tafaddal ibrahim جيد في أي شهر اختباركن يا أخوات exercise number four ضع في الأماكن الخالية what does that mean ضع في الأماكن الخالية put in the spaces blank spaces spaces put in the blank spaces في ما يلي and what follows ضميرا مناسبا what does that mean ضميرا مناسبا An appropriate, suitable pronoun. للمخاطب. For the one who is being addressed directly. Meaning for the second person. Is it going to be second person masculine or feminine? Is it going to be second person? Singular or plural? Nope. It's not going to be feminine. It's not going to be plural. In this exercise, it's going to be second person. مخاطب. Can be masculine. Can be feminine. Can be singular. Can be plural. So what is this exercise testing us? To know, do we know when to put the plural? When to put the singular? When to use the masculine? When to use the feminine? So we have to know all of the pronouns here for second person. Okay, this is second person. Masculine and feminine. Singular and plural. ضمائر منفصلة. Separate pronouns. منفصلة. The separate, unconnected, personal pronouns. Okay, pay attention to the word that's coming after the space. So you know, is it going to be masculine or feminine? Is it going to be singular or plural? Okay, take the first one. Najmuddin. Put a question in front of it. A'anta muslimun? Are you a Muslim? Second one. Naam, Ibrahim. أأنتي مريضة؟ نعم أأنتي مريضة؟ singular feminine third one نعم بلال إبراهيم is it feminine or masculine طبيبات feminine طبيب is masculine الطباء is masculine plural. طبيبة and طبيبات is feminine. So what should it be? What should the pronoun be here? Feminine plural. Somebody. أنتن. أنتن طبيبات. Are you all doctors? Feminine plural. Number four. أحمد. أنتم تجار. Masculine plural. Masculine plural. أنتم. Second person. أنتم تجار. What does it mean? Are you all merchants? Number five. Bilal. But that's not banat, that's bint. So what should the pronoun be? Feminine singular. A'anti. Walaykum salam. Naam, a'anti bintu al-mudarrisi. Bintu al-mudarrisi, that means what? Are you the daughter of the teacher? Number six. Naam. A'antunna akhawatu abbasin. Naam. Antunna feminine, plural. Number seven. Naam.
أأنتم طلاب masculine plural أنتم أأنتم طلاب طيب next page page 90 page 90 exercise number 5 exercise number 5 okay this exercise is a little bit long okay no problem exercise number 5 دعا في الأمكنة الخالية الأماكن الأمتنة الأمكنة means what? Places. الخالية in the empty spaces. Put in the empty spaces. في الجمل الآتية in the following sentences. ضميرا متصلا means what? The connected pronouns. Connected. In the last exercise, we had the منفصلة pronouns. Disconnected. These are the connected pronouns. للمخاطب for the one who's being addressed directly. And again, the same like the last exercise, we're going to have singulars, we're going to have plurals, we're going to have masculine, we're going to have feminine. You have to choose which pronoun to use. Is it masculine? Is it feminine? Is it singular? Is it plural? But this time you have to use the connected pronouns. Ka and ki for singular, and kum and kunna for plurals. Okay? Second person pronouns, connected pronouns. طيب, number one. Naam, Ahmed. أين بيتكم؟ Masculine plural, يا إخوانو. Number two. Number two. Naam, Ibrahim.
أهذا كتابك يا حامد؟
أهذا كتابك يا حامد؟ حامد؟ يا حامد؟ أهذا كتابك؟ Masculine. Singular. Number three. Number three. Naam, Hanif. The next one after that. Okay, Sa'atu ki. Uh-huh. Jamilatun. يا ليلى نعم ساعتك feminine singular جميلة يا ليلى number four there's a question mark here but it's not a question it's not a question نعم next one number four أحمد
من أبوكم يا أخوان
من أبوكن
يا أخوات
نعم من أبوكن يا أخوات it's feminine plural كن number five نعم مسموكا masculine singular مسموكا يا أخي number six نعم do you want it عبد الحليم مسموكي يا أختي feminine singular number seven it's possible A what? Is it M or what? أُمُّكَ فِي الْبَيْتِ أُمُّكَ فِي الْبَيْتِ نعم you can put any pronoun on that one. Number eight. Number eight. نعم. مَا أَسْمَاءُكُمْ Masculine, plural. يا إخوانو. مَا أسماءكم يا إخوان What's the singular of أسماء اسم نعم طيب Okay we're going to stop here for Salat inshallah a few minutes before then and after the Salat we will continue where we left off on exercise number 6 we will start back with exercise number 6
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام رسول الله وعلى آله وعلى أبواه inshallah, we're getting back now finish this lesson. Again, this is lesson 15. And this lesson, for those who may have come late, we said in the beginning, this lesson is the completion of the plural pronouns, specifically the second person, feminine, plural. personal pronoun, and tunna, when you're speaking directly to women, and there are more than any three or more, you say and tunna, and the connected pronoun, possessive pronoun, muttasil, you say kunna, like baytu kunna, or daru kunna, naam, when they're connected, muttasil. Okay, and then we said also the feminine second person, plural, when it's connected to the verb, isnad al-fi'l, ila al-damiyah, you say kharajtunna, kharajtunna. This is what we had in this lesson today. Second person, feminine, plural, pronouns. Connected, personal pronoun, connected possessive pronouns, unconnected, personal pronouns, and the pronoun when it's connected to the verb for feminine, second person, plural. The rest of the pronouns we had previously in other lessons. In the last lesson 14, we had masculine second person plural pronouns, and we had first person plural pronouns. And before that, we had the singulars. So with this lesson, we have completed the pronouns, everything except the duals, the muthanna. We didn't deal with duals in anything at all so far. We'll be coming to them very, very soon. And different forms of pronouns and everything. So for now, the main thing that I want you to remember, after what we are taking this lesson today, and the other matters that we discussed earlier from the key, I want you to emphasize all of the personal pronouns. Ana, anta, anti, huwa, and hiya, singulars, and the plurals, nahnu, antum, antunna, hum, and hunna. These are the munfasila, dama al munfasila, when they are separate pronouns. Likewise, these possessive pronouns on the end of a word, like bayti, baytuka, baytuki, baytuhu, baytuha, for the singulars and the plurals, baytuna, baytukum, baytukunna, baytuhum, and baytuhunna. For the plurals, we have to memorize these pronouns, when they're connected, when they're not connected. And we have to memorize the pronouns, how they are attached to the verb forms when you conjugate the verb. For the singulars, first person, second person, and third person, and masculine and feminine, you say kharajtu, kharajta, kharajti, kharaja, kharajat. And for the plurals, you have kharajna, kharajtum, kharajtunna, kharaju, and kharajna. And we should distinguish between kharajna and kharajna. Kharajna is feminine, third person, plural, and kharajna, first person, plural, for nahnu. Nahnu kharajna, hunna kharajna, as a short vowel. Okay, this is what we went over in the class today, and what we're going to do now is complete the remaining exercises where we left off before the salat. We're going to complete the remaining exercises, but I'm reminding you that these pronouns are mandatory, that you have to memorize them, you have to practice with them until it becomes easy for you. When you hear huwa, you know automatically that you're talking about he or he is. Third person, masculine, singular. If you hear hum, you know that's a plural. Okay? If you hear hiya, you know that's feminine, singular, third person. If you hear anta or anti or antum or antunna, you should quickly be able to recognize what is meant by these pronouns. They're very, very important. These are basic building blocks of the Arabic language, the pronouns. The tasrif for conjugation of the verbs. This is basic, basic, fundamental, integral elements of the language that you have to learn before we go on. And again, I'm also going to repeat that with the completion of this lesson, we only have four major grammatical points remaining in this book one. Four major grammatical points. And inshallah, we'll be finished with this book. So please, you know, get busy, stay focused, and do some work. All right, we left off at exercise number 6. Okay, in exercise number 6, we are also dealing with the dhamair pronouns, but instead of muttasila, we're dealing with the munfasila. In the previous exercise number 5, we dealt with ad-dhamair al-muttasila. And in this exercise, we're dealing with الضمائر المنفصلة, the pronouns when they are not connected, منفصلة. And we're dealing with, in this particular exercise, we're dealing with the first person, singular, أنا, and first person, plural, نحن, singular and plural. So
So what they want you to do, these are the ma'ir munfasila. This is when the pronoun is not connected. Personal pronouns, when they're not connected. So what they want you to do is they want you to identify when you should use ana and when you should use nahnu. Keep it in mind that the first person pronouns, ana and nahnu, are the same whether the person who is speaking, the speaker, is masculine or feminine. You say ana, the woman says ana and the man says ana. And whether they are masculine or feminine, in the plural is the same thing. The man or group of men, they say nahnu, a group of women say nahnu, same way. Okay, so the main thing you have to identify here with the first person pronouns is it singular, mufrad, or is it plural, jama'? Alright? Okay, so the exercise says, da'a fil amakin al khaliya. Put in the empty. What are you looking for, akhi? Okay. طيب ضع في الأماكن الخالية. Put in the empty spaces, the blank spaces. في ما يلي. In what follows. ضميرا مناسبا. A pronoun that is suitable or appropriate. للمتكلم. For the متكلم. Which pronoun is the متكلم? Speaker. First person. Speaker. It could be in this exercise, singular, ana, or it could be plural, nahnu. Alright, number one. Number one. How about you, Dawood? You with us today? You know where we at? Somewhere. Now, page 90, exercise number 6. Exercise number 6, the first one. The word is Muslim, Muslimun. And Muslim is is it singular or is it plural? Muslim. Is plural, huh? What's the plural of Muslim? Muslimuna. Muslim is singular. So should it be ana or nahnu? Jayid. Ana Muslimun. Okay, number two. Number two, going this way, Ahmed. نحن مسلمون. Number three. You have a question? Or you want to try again? طيب. Number three. You're looking at number two then, right? Muslimuna is number two. The number is before the question. Taib, number three. Number three, Abdul Karim. Ana Muslimatun. Feminine, singular. Singular, ana, ana muslimatun, number four. Number four, coming this way. Huh? Yes, Najmuddin. Nahnu muslimatun, we are Muslim women. Number five, Ibrahim. Nahnu banatul mudiri. Nahnu is plural, why? Because banat, it's plural. What's the singular of banat? Bint. We are the daughters of the mudir. Number six. Number six. On this side. Anybody? Naam. Hilal. Ana ibn طيب أنا ابن المدرس. أنا ابن المدرس. ابن المدرس is singular, right? ابن. So singular. أنا. أنا ابن المدرس. Number 7. حنيف. نحن طلاب. طلاب is plural. What's the singular of طلاب? طالب. طالب. نحن طلاب. We are students. Number 8. نعم أحمد. أنا مريضة. أنا مريضة. مريضة is singular, so we use أنا. أنا مريضة meaning I am sick. طيب I am sick. Huh? Number 6 pronunciation. أنا ابن المدرس. أنا ابن, if you join the همزة الوصل, right, you say أنا ابن. Anabnu, as though it's a short vowel. Because whenever you have a long vowel, followed by Hamza Tilwasl, you pronounce it short. You don't say Anabnu. You say Anabnu. Anabnu al-Mudarrisi. Ana ibnu. Anabnu al-Mudarrisi. Now, number 7. Exercise number 7. Tamreen al-Sabi. Tamreen al-Sabi. 7th exercise. This one is dealing with the two words that mean before and after. Qabla is before. Ba'da is after. And we said the rule concerning these words is what? What's the rule concerning these two words, قبل and بعد? That the word, the noun that comes after it is always مضاف إليه. Therefore it becomes what? مجرور. And the sign of this مجرور is what? كسرة. طيب. This is a reading and writing exercise. You're supposed to read it and you're supposed to write it. And then I will ask you the meaning of it. Now, Ahmed, number 1. Okay, read it again, take your time. Two small matters you had there. Naam? Ila al-Qahira tu? Ila is a harf ja. Aywa, ila al-Qahira ti. Naam, finish it? Naam? قبل أسبوع. Okay. ذهب أبي إلى القاهرة قبل أسبوع. What is the meaning? My father went to Cairo last week. Before a week. 1 week ago. نعم. Number 2. إبراهيم. نعم متى خرجت أنت من الفصل يا محمد؟ نعم خرجت بعد الدرس. What is the meaning? When did you leave out from the class? When did you go out of the class, O Muhammad? نعم
I left out after the
lesson. خرجت أنا. أنا خرجت بعد الدرس. بعد, the noun after it is an إضافة. It has to be مجرور. The sign is مجرور is كسرة. الدرس. طيب. Number 3. Number 3. Who wants it? نعم. عبد الكريم.
ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان.
نعم ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان. قبل الأذان. What does it mean?
I went to the masjid before the
Adhan. Number 4. نعم حنيف.
يا أمينة.
Finish.
ذهب قبل شهرين.
نعم متى ذهب عمك؟ كي. That indicates that it's what? Feminine. Second person. Singular. كي. نعم أنت. متى ذهب عمك؟ إلى الرياض يا آمنة. What does it mean? When did your uncle, your father's brother, your paternal uncle, when did your uncle go to Riyadh? O Amina. Answer? What is the meaning of the answer? Shahr. Shahr. He went before a month. Yani 1 month ago. He went 1 month ago. Qabla Shahrin. A month ago. I guess you can say last month, a month ago. I mean, it's not exactly the same. But yeah, it's close in meaning, yeah. yes, I guess it would be that. Yeah, that would be last month now. But if you say last month, it could have been a week ago. Could be 2 weeks ago. Where you say a month ago, then you're talking about at least 4 weeks. So if you say last month, that's not necessarily a month ago. Last month could be, I mean, could have been yesterday.
No.
he went last month. That could have been yesterday. But you say he went a month ago. That means he went 4 weeks ago. So it's a little bit different. But it's close in meaning. Type number five. Number five. Now.
Kabla?
That's a question. Akabla. There's Hamzatul Istifham there. Akabla. This is a word that you should know without even looking at it. As-salat.
As-salat.
Zahabta. Fatta, fatta. That's the preposition, ila, that we had in lesson way in the beginning. Three or somewhere. Naam. That's a meme. Alif lam meme. Al mat'ami. Al mat'ami. Finish. La la la. Dhahab tu ana. Yeah, but don't say El Salat. That's a sun letter. Saad is a sun letter. Do you say El Salat? Let's go and make El Salat. As-Salah. As-Salati. Fayb. Aqabla salati dhahabta ila al-mat'ami. What does it mean? Anybody? Aqabla salati dhahabta ila al-mat'ami? Did you go to the restaurant before the salat? La. Dhahabtu ba'd as-salati. La. ذهبت أنا ذهبت بعد الصلاة. I went when?
After the
salat. Okay, next page. Next page, 91. Okay, at the top of the page we see a small chart. It's not a complete chart, but it shows us the conjugation of the verb forms for second person when you're speaking directly to somebody. Singular and plural. Masculine and feminine. All the forms for second person. Masculine singular, masculine plural. Feminine singular, feminine plural. And also shows the first person forms of the verbs. First person singular, first person plural. Keep in mind that the first person, whether singular or plural, used both for masculine and feminine the same, equally. So what's missing from this chart is what? Who can tell me what is missing from this chart? No? Those we haven't taken. Third. First person is there. Ana wa nahnu. Huh? Third person. Third person. Which one? Masculine or feminine is missing? Huh? Singular and plural are missing. But what about masculine and feminine? The masculine and feminine are both there? Huh? The masculine is missing? What about the feminine? Both of them are missing. Masculine and feminine. Singular and plural. All the third person pronouns are missing. What's missing? All the third person pronouns. The masculine, the feminine, the singular, and the plural. We're talking about the chart on the top of page 91. I'm saying, what is missing from that chart? We have second person, masculine and feminine, singular and plural. We have first person, singular and plural. And singular and first person is for masculine and feminine, the same. So what's missing is the third person, the masculine and the feminine, the singular and the plural. Okay? But by now, you're supposed to know all of these verb forms. Okay? For all these, second person, third person, and first person, masculine, feminine, singular and plural. Okay, so study this chart and make sure you know the mufrad, singular, and the jam, the plurals. Okay, so for example, we have for second person, masculine, singular. Aina dhahabta, ya akhi. Dhahabta, the pronoun that goes with it is what? Anta. Anta dhahabta. Then we have the plural, second person, masculine. Aina dhahabtum, ya ikhwani. Dhahabtum. What's the pronoun that goes with dhahabtum? Antum. Next we have also second person feminine. Singular. Aina dhahabti. And the pronoun that goes with dhahabti? Anti. Ya ukhti. And then we have the plural feminine. Second person. Aina dhahabtunna. Ya akhawati. Dhahabtunna. The pronoun that goes with it is? Antunna. Okay, so you have dhahabta and dhahabti. Singular. Dhahabtum, dhahabtun, plurals. Then we have first person singular. Ana, dhahabtu. And nahnu, plural, dhahabna. Alright, so what's missing is huwa and hiya. Huwa, dhahaba. Hiya, dhahabat. And the plurals, hum, dhahabu, and hunna, dhahabna. That's what's missing. Type the new words we went over in the key. Qabla means what? Before. Ba'da means after. Kayfa? How? Kayfa haluk? How are you? Mata means when. Al usbu', this word might be written wrong in my book, it has a fatta. Al asbu'u. It should be al usbu'u. If it has a fatha, change it to dhamma. Al usbu'u. All the vowels are dhamma in this word. Al usbu'u. That means the week. Tayyib. On the bottom line, week. Like 1 week, 7 days. Yeah. Not person who is not strong. That's a different word, right? That's what's the meaning of week? Person who is not strong in Arabic. Da'if. Naam. Al hadith, al da'if, right? طيب الشهر الشهر means the month الأذان that is the call to announce the time of prayer الأذان الصلاة الصلاة we know well رجع he returned اختبار examination نعم test After this, we have another chart. And this is a very important chart containing all the pronouns. الضمائرُ المنفصلةُ. That is the pronouns when they are not connected. When they are not connected. The personal pronouns. Okay? Starting from the top of the chart, we have on the right side, lil mufrad. Al mufrad means what? The singular. هُوَ طَالِبٌ هِيَ طَالِبَةٌ أَنْتَ طالبٌ أنت طالبةٌ أنا طالبٌ and أنا طالبةٌ So أنا is used for both masculine and feminine. Then we have on the next column للجمعي. الجم means what? The plural. هم طلابٌ هن طالباتٌ يعني they plural masculine and feminine. أنتم طلابٌ and أنتن طالباتٌ Second person, masculine and feminine, plurals. Antum and antunna. Nahnu tullabun, nahnu talibatun. So nahnu also is used for masculine and feminine. And this, I believe, is the end of the lesson. Please study the pronouns. Please study the verb conjugation. Okay, before we close, we still have a few minutes left. Alhamdulillah.
So let's have an ikhtibar, okay? Ikhtibar. What are we going to have? Ikhtibar. All right. That's okay. People getting nervous. Sometime, right? No, what we're going to do actually, though, is Allahumma musta'an. We're going to look at the key for the next lesson, because I want you to be prepared for the next lesson. This is a totally new concept. Okay, look at the key on page 46, the English key in the back of the book. We should have just enough time to go through this key, or at least some of it. This is a very important lesson, brothers and sisters. Please take this lesson seriously. This is a new concept. We don't have such a concept in English, and probably in very few languages, if any, this concept. This is a completion of the topic of plurals. Okay, we had plural pronouns, connected and disconnected. We had plural verb forms. We had plural ism ishara. We had all kinds of plurals. Okay, now we're having a new concept related to plurals. How do we work with plurals for things that are non-intelligent or irrational? How do we work with them? Okay, how do we refer back to them? All right. In this lesson, we learn the following. Lesson 16, page 46. In Arabic, nouns are classified as one, rational, and two, irrational. They're either rational or irrational. They're also called, alternatively, you can use another expression, you can say intelligent or non-intelligent. Okay, so they're either rational, intelligent. Nouns are either come under one category, which is rational, intelligent, or the second category is irrational, non-intelligent. Rational nouns or intelligent nouns are those that refer to human beings. Rational or intelligent refers to human beings. Angels and devils and such beings are also included in this class. So under rational or intelligent nouns, we have what? Humans, angels, and devils. Al-Malaika wa Shayateen. Irrational nouns refer to things. Irrational or non-intelligent refer to things, animals, and concepts. Concepts. Okay? Things, animals, and concepts. Humans is one side, animals on the other side. Along with humans, they are angels and jinns, and along with animals, they are things, inanimate things, and concepts, ideas. They are not human. They are not angels. They are not jinns. So they are irrational. Non-intelligent. They are inanimate things. Or they are animals and concepts. In the singular, there is no difference between these two groups. In the singular, they work exactly the same. In the singular. Nouns that come under rational or irrational, we work with them the same if they are singular nouns. In plural, however, there's a very important difference. Plural rational nouns, yani intelligent nouns, humans, are treated as plurals. They are treated normally like regular plurals. So plural words like they, these, those are used to refer to them. Like we say hum, we say hunna, we say ha'ula'i, ula'ika. We use plural ism isharas, we use plural adjectives to refer to nouns that are plural, that are human, rational, intelligent. When we refer to them, we say hum. We say ha'ulai. We say ula'ika. We use plural words for them. If we describe them with an adjective, we use a plural adjective. Okay? That's for rational beings, intelligent, humans. Plural of irrational nouns, animals and inanimate things, plural of irrational nouns are treated as feminine singular. What do we mean they're treated as feminine singular? It is as though, if you have a plural of an irrational noun, a human being, an animal, or tree, or car, or an idea, thought, if you have a plural for it, an adjective that's describing it is not going to be a plural adjective. Huh?
We have
Well, not just ka. No, it's going to be feminine singular. It's going to be feminine singular. Whatever we refer to, whether it's a pronoun, connected pronoun, non-connected pronoun, verb form, whatever. Anything that refers to it. Ism, ishara, whatever. We're going to refer to it like it's feminine singular. That means that if you have a plural of something that's inanimate or an animal, when you refer to plural, right? Remember we said that the not has to agree with the man'ut in four things. One of them, if it's singular or plural. Okay? But we didn't talk about that in detail. We didn't talk about numbers. We talked about case ending. Marfu'un, majrurun, mansubun. We talked about definite and indefinite. And we talked about masculine and feminine. But we didn't really talk about numbers, right? But we said that one of the things that they have to agree in number. If it's singular, it has to be singular. If it's plural, it has to be plural. That's for rational, intelligent human beings. But when you refer to animals and you have an adjective describing it, the adjective is not going to be plural. Rather, the adjective is going to be feminine singular. Even if that thing is plural and masculine. But it's a thing. It's inanimate. It's an animal. Okay, it's not rational. It's not under the first category. It's the second category. So when we refer to an adjective, the adjective is going to be feminine singular. When you refer to an ism ishara, you're going to use the feminine singular ism ishara, which is what? Hadhihi or tilka. Okay, when you refer to it with a pronoun, you're not going to say hum. You're going to say what? Hiya. Feminine singular pronoun. Feminine singular ism ishara. Hadhihi. Feminine singular adjective. That's how we're going to do it. Okay, so this is a new concept. The reason why I want to go over it now, because I want you to have a chance to think about it. And then when, for homework, you're going to read the key. And then you're going to look at the lesson and you're going to try to digest this before you come to class next week. You have 7 days to master this lesson. Whoever comes in next week and they don't understand this well, then al-asa, the stick, is for men, asa, whoever disobeys. All right? Plural of rational nouns are treated as plural. So plural words like they, hum, or these, ha'ulai, or those, ula'ika. Okay, plural words are used to refer to them. Plural of irrational nouns, animals and inanimate things, and concepts or ideas are treated as though they are feminine singular. Everything that refers back to them is going to be in the feminine singular. So the first group, rational or irrational nouns, are called aqilun. Aqil. That means they are intelligent, rational. Aqil. And the second group, the irrational nouns, are called غَيْرُ عَاقِلٍ. Not rational, non-rational, irrational. Okay? عَاقِل and غَيْرُ عَاقِل. So let's look at the عَاقِل. The عَاقِل is normal. In singular, these all types of nouns, rational and irrational, are applied, they are used the same way. But in the plural, that's where they differ. Okay? But for the rational, the singulars and plurals, everything is in plural. Singular and plural, I mean everything is normal. Singular is going to be in singular, everything refers is going to be singular. And plurals, everything refers is going to be in plurals. But for the irrational, then singulars are going to be, everything referred to is going to be in singular, but the plurals, everything that refers back to it is going to be feminine singular. Okay, so let's look at the rational, aqil, human being, or things that are human, or angels or jinn, right? We say hadha, that's singular masculine, right? Talibun, singular masculine. Jadidun, singular masculine. Huwa, singular masculine. Saghirun, singular masculine. You see, everything here is in agreement, right? It's singular masculine. Hadha, the ism ishara. Talibun jadidun, the not that's describing it is singular, like just like it. Huwa is the damir, describing it is singular. Saghirun, good, right? Now let's go to the plural. Hadha became plural. Haulai. Talibun became plural. Tullab. Jadidun, the not, became plural, judud. Huwa, the damir, became plural, hum. And saghir became plural, sigar. Alright, so when we get plurals, for rational things, everything's going to be plural. Haulai, tulab, judud, hum, sigar. All those are plural words, right? Now let's look at the ghayra akil. In the ghayra akil, in the singular, it's the same. Hada, kitabun, jadidun, huwa saghirun. Why are we saying this ghayra aql? What's ghayra aql in the sentence? Kitab. Kitab is not a human being. So this is a noun that's ghayra aql. So when it's in the singular, it's normal though. You say hadha. kitabun, not jadidun. That's normal, right? Even though it's a gairu aql, but everything refers to it is going to be normal. Hada kitabun jadidun. Huwa, the pronoun is normal. Sagirun, the pronoun is normal, right? Even though it's gairu aql. So in the singular, they're the same. You say hada talibun jadidun, hada kitabun jadidun. The talibun, huwa sagirun, the kitabun, huwa sagirun. They both equal when they're singular. But what happens when they go to plural? For the akil, in the plural, we got ism ishara that's plural. We got a not judud that's plural. We got a pronoun hum that's plural. And we have sagir became plural. Now let's look at the ghayr akil. Hada kitabun jadidun huwa sagirun. That's singular. Look at the plural. Hada, we didn't use the plural for the ism ishara. Haulai. But we said what? We used the feminine singular hadihi. Hadihi kutub. Because the word that we use in here is a plural word, kutub, but it's ghayru akil. And ghayru akil words, when we refer to them with ism ishara, with a not, or a pronoun, a damir, we refer to it by a feminine singular ism ishara. Feminine singular not. Feminine singular damir. Everything is going to be feminine singular. So even though the word is plural kutub, but it's ghayru akil, non-rational, non-intelligent. So we say, hadihi kutubun jadidatun. Not jududun. We're not using a plural word here. We use what? Feminine singular. Hadihi kutubun jadidun. What about the pronoun? Are we using hum for kutub? No. It's gairu akil. So we use a feminine singular hiya. Sagirun. We say what? Feminine singular sagira. Even though kitab, kutub is not feminine. It's masculine. But when you refer to the masculine plural for ghayru akil, we're going to use feminine singular pronoun here. Feminine singular noun to describe it, saghira. Feminine singular ism ishara, hadihi. Okay, so hadha kitabun jadidun in the plural becomes hadihi kutubun jadidatun, feminine singular. Here, saghiratun, feminine singular. This is the concept that we want you to understand for the next two lessons. Lesson 16, lesson 17. This is the main thing that if we get this, in these next two lessons, we're good to go. And we almost finished the book. Okay, so Kalas, we're rolling now. Every plural that's ghayru akil, when you refer to it, you're going to refer to it by feminine singular words. Whether it's a pronoun, ism ishara, adjective, whatever. Everything's going to be feminine singular. Okay? This is the basic rule. Huh? There are exceptions to this rule, which you will learn later on. It's rare that this rule is not applied. But it does happen once in a while that this rule is not applied. But it's very rare. This is the basic rule, and this is mostly what you're going to see. Okay, second point. Another point in this lesson, we have learned some patterns of broken plurals, right? We learned a lot of patterns of broken plurals in lesson 13. Fadl. Okay? We learned patterns for broken plurals before, 8 of them. Well, here are some more. Another pattern for broken plural, mafa'ilu. Mafa'ilu. Okay, our basic pattern is fa, ain, and lam. But here you have a meme in the beginning of it. So that means there's a letter being added to this pattern. And then there's a long vowel in the first letter of the pattern, the fa. And then there's a kesra in the second letter of the pattern. So this is called what pattern? Ma-fa-ilu. Like the plural of masjid is what? Ma-sa-jidu. This pattern has no tanween. That means it's what? Mamnu'un min as-sarfi. Doesn't take tanween. Mamnu' min as-sarfi. Another example of this is daftarun, and its plural is dafatiru. And what you should note here is that in the first example they gave, masajid is on the exact wazn of mafail with a meme in it. But sometimes this wazn mafail has a letter added to the beginning of it, but it's not a meme though. Like dafatiru. Okay? Dafatiru. That letter is not a meme. So, daftar is on the same wazn of mafail, but the first letter is not a meme, but it's an added letter to the fa, ain, lam wazn. Okay? Daftarun, دفاتروا, and it's ممنوع من الصرف. And then we have the exercises and four new vocabulary words. الفندق is a hotel. النهر is a river. الطائرة is an airplane. And البحر is the sea. What's the difference between a نهر and a بحر? Yes. Huh?
A river is long and narrow.
It's two things? 2:30. Oh boy. Okay. Dawood said it's 2:30. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.